Our next guest is known, I guess, for good or for evil across the planet at this point. And that's a badge of honor, and I mean that in the most sincerest way. Deborah Tavares, more than a decade ago, she was involved with real estate heavily development, and she began to see patterns in the different municipalities, the building codes, and like, what is this? This is odd. Sustainability, resilient cities, 2030, agenda 2030, all this kind of thing. And she began to reverse engineer, put the things together. The smart meters, she began to get involved. At least a decade she started with the smart meters. Then stopthecrime.net, that's her big website now. Stopthecrime.net, the crime against humanity. This is the woman we want on the wall, we need on the wall. Deborah Tavares, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, Daniel, thank you so much for inviting me on the show today. There is much I want to talk about, but I will go ahead and say this because this is a significant day for me as well. It is my 48th anniversary today.
Congratulations.
And why I am saying that is to demonstrate my commitment to not only what I'm doing, but my commitment to relationship. And I think that's, for me, important. It is now and has become more important than ever because of what we face. Our commitment to one another now must strengthen beyond our wildest of possible ideas. We must stay together. We must.
Let me interject here. One, let me say thank you to your husband for allowing you to come on. Thank you for your commitment. Thank you for the Power Hour loves you. Look, for people, we always got new listeners. We're coming on to new networks and things like that, and they may not know you from Eve, you know, so to speak. Please give people, before we go in, I know you have important things to discuss. Please give a little bit of the history about PG&E, the electric company there in California, the history of them going after you and what have you. You get a call from reporters. Please help people to understand what you've been through to get to this point, that you're not just, you know, if you look back over the last 10 years, Deborah's either been incredibly lucky with her prognostication or she knows what she's talking about. So give a little bit of background, if you would.
Absolutely. So for those of you that do not know me, I would highly, highly recommend that you go to our website, stopthecrime.net. I would recommend that you subscribe to our video YouTube channel and tap the bell notification so that you receive videos and other email blast outs as we release information. I have been in real estate. I was actually somewhat even born into it as a third generation home builder, coming from a building background from my Dutch grandfather to my father to my family members in general who were always involved in real estate. My husband and I had our own business in Southern California. We built many, many multifamily construction housing units as well as commercial and residential remodeling, et cetera, for 30 plus years, and I grew up at the table with that conversation. So why I say that is because I spent a tremendous amount of time working with the Department of Real Estate, with documents and plans and getting plans through the city departments to actual construction, to completion, and then to sales. And during all of that time, when I was, when my husband and I were raising our children and working 7 days a week, we started to notice changes occurring with our inability to provide housing at affordable prices. And many of the cities had actually requested my husband and I to look at building some moderate income housing for their cities, and they would participate in our being able to provide what they were required to do. And I will tell you, it was through many of those processes and looking at how that really wasn't affording moderate income housing pricing to people. And what I'm going to deviate from this conversation right now and just talk about the massive increase homelessness that we're experiencing. And what we're hearing across the country and the world is that we need to have affordable housing. These people earn no money. So we're talking about not affordable housing. We're talking about housing that has no cost because of the jobless increases and the intention of agendas. And we're going to talk about that a bit more. But you had asked me, Daniel, about Pacific Gas and Electric. And when I first discovered the whole smart meter deployment in Northern California, the meters had already been 75% deployed by Pacific Gas and Electric. And as I started to look into it and looking into some of the electrical meetings out of Europe about the smart meter and reading that the reason they were saying that we needed, all of us needed the smart meters, which is a global smart electric grid, is to help change the weather. Now, of course, I thought that was insane. And
whoa.
Maybe you're hearing that right now, too, and maybe you think that's insane as well, because it is. They're saying that we needed the electric smart grid, and now the electric wireless smart meter watering program to change the weather. That they say will reduce greenhouse gas emissions, reduce CO2s, and that will have an impact on the weather. Now, let's be very, very clear. The weather is completely controlled by technologies worldwide. So for those of you that are not listening, I would recommend that you do some research. Certainly go to our website, stopthecrime.net. Start looking at our video YouTubes. When I first found out about the smart meters and I approached Southern California Edison in Southern California, my question to them was, I needed to see their environmental impact study. Because there were concerns, being a landowner and renting out properties, that some of our tenants would experience frequencies that could be damaging to them. And so I wanted to know about that, because these were meters that were being deployed up on our buildings that did not meet certain approvals. And there's absolutely, under no conditions, would we ever be involved in the responsibility of a building that was having implemented materials or equipment on it that did not meet URL standards. So we went to Southern California Edison and asked for their negative impact study, and they said they didn't have to have one. And it was a small deployment. And I said, well, how many people? Well, our entire customer base of 80,000 people.
Small.
And Daniel, we paid thousands and thousands of dollars through the years in construction to provide each city or each jurisdiction that we built in an environmental impact study. In other words, those mean that there's no negative impact on traffic, sewer, water, any elements of the city, that it would actually add to the location of the city and not deplete. And if there was a question about any type of depletion, many developers had to put in new water mains or upgrade sewer areas. Lots of off-site requirements started to fall on the shoulders of developers to enhance the existing infrastructure, and rightfully so, if they wanted to build a project where it was minimal at use for the population in that vicinity, certainly they would need to do that. But what ended up happening with Southern California Edison is I was stunned. I was certain that the person that was telling me this was confused. And I said, I really need you to go speak to your smart meter director, because I can't imagine that you did not have to have an environmental impact study. Those were the days, I will tell you, I was very ignorant. I did not realize that this was a very sinister plan that had been being rolled out in secrecy. People were unaware of what this was. So they left us down in the lobby for 45 minutes or so, which, by the way, is heavily guarded, and lots of TSA style guards there, etc. Anyway, they came back and they said, well, actually they do have an environmental impact study, but it is enormous. And how much capacity do I have if they forward it to me on my computer? And I said, well, just do a word search. I'm only interested in the part that says that the frequencies that are being introduced through this wireless smart meter and the way in which you're collecting and receiving and charging for electricity use is not a negative impact to our biological structures. And they said, okay. So then we went back up to Northern California, where we literally migrated to from Southern California. And I thought, well, I won't wait for Southern California Edison to send me that information. I'll just go to Pacific Gas and Electric and get it from them. And they said there is no such environmental impact study and that Southern California Edison does not have an environmental impact study. So a massive deception to me, a massive deception. And I thought, what is going on? This just felt wrong down to every cell in my body. So I started to look into it, and I fell into what the goals of that rollout were intended to do.
Well, let me interject real quick. And this is for new listeners or people listening, the bigness, for lack of a better word, of what Deborah talks about is intimidating. I get it. Is troubling, certainly. This point right here that she's saying, just this point right here, is proving a conspiracy beyond the levels that the average person can even imagine. For somebody to do something like this on such a scale, like these smart meters, and roll them out with absolutely no. I mean, if you try to put an addition on your house, you know what I'm talking about and what hoops you got to jump through to do this. And to do smart meters throughout their whole customer base with no impact study, do you realize the amount of people that got to be in on that? And the amount of, that is the definition of a conspiracy. Anyway, I wanted to point that out, Deborah. Please continue.
Well, I do appreciate that because I can say this to everybody who is listening. You must know what you don't know, and you need to hurry up and find out what you don't know right away.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it.
What we face right now is beyond an easy explanation, but I'm going to roll into that a bit now. So knowing that my very first website was refusesmartmeters.com, and it expanded rapidly as I started to understand the enormity of the deception that we're in. And from understanding the psyops of education, the skewel that we're all sent to be indoctrinated and programmed into a world that does not really exist. And as I started to fall into all of that, and I guess I'll mention one more thing. During the process of breaking open the story about the smart meters and being frustrated that we weren't getting media coverage at our demonstrations and our activism against the smart meters at an unaddressed and unmarked location where smart meters were being rolled into our area in trucks and unloaded, offloaded, and then in the mornings, these small little white trucks that had the word Wellington on the side were dispatched. It looked like a beehive where they would be dispatched into our neighborhoods and just go in and take off the original analog meters and replace with the smart meters. So we bought hundreds of signs the size of real estate signs, and we walked miles and miles through the neighborhoods, passing out flyers, discussing what the smart meters did, and we had these refusesmartmeter.com signs so people could go to that website, download further information, and we literally had at one point about 200 of those signs in an area in Santa Rosa here in Northern California, which is, again, about 60 miles north of the Golden Gate Bridge. And so when Pacific Gas and Electric was looking into who was behind all of this effort that was causing them some backlash, they were investigating me, and I was unaware of that. And there were a number of other people that they were also investigating as well. But I got a call from the San Francisco Chronicle one morning asking me how I felt that my name had appeared in investigative documents in Pacific Gas and Electric's information.
Wow.
I knew nothing.
Wow.
I knew nothing of this at the time. But I responded.
Ladies and gentlemen, can you imagine getting a phone call from a reporter, hey, what do you feel about this? It would knock you off your chair. Anyway, I'm sorry. Continue, Deborah.
Well,
this is stunning.
Did and it didn't. At that point, I had assimilated the idea that this was more than a spy grid. It was a complete control grid. And why would I be surprised that they were spying on me? Because that, I understood, was just a small portion of what the meters were going to deliver to the controllers of the worldwide grid system.
What did your husband say? What did your husband say when you told him you got a call from a reporter at the San Francisco Chronicle that said, Deborah, I would like a comment on what you think of PG&E spying on you because we found this in their corporate documents. When you told your husband that, what did he say?
Well, he wasn't surprised because he was certainly watching my war room build up with documents that were showing what was happening. And I didn't mean a war room. We used to call it a kitchen, but it is no longer a kitchen. It is a war room. And I mean that because the seriousness of the research and my investigation has slid into so many areas. And I want to discuss that, but I want to say this. In the process of being frustrated by not getting any publicity, which, again, I also didn't understand. I didn't understand why we would be having protests and the local newspapers would not come and report it. So out of that frustration, I thought, gosh, I wonder if I got arrested, if that would be reported. Here I am, an older woman, I'm a grandmother, and I had huge concerns about what the frequencies and the radiation would be doing to us with the smart meters on our homes. Of course, we've since now found out that that's all part of the pulsing mechanism that causes fires as well. But I decided one day that, and I had been talking to my husband, gosh, I wonder if I got arrested, if that would break the stalemate without any publicity.
Silence, yeah.
Yeah, and so I did on one morning during a protest with other people. We were going back and forth on a driveway, and the police arrived. They had seen us there multiple times. They knew us. And I was actually walking off the driveway to disperse from the area where they had told us to leave. But before I got off the driveway, I was arrested. And that was filmed privately by my husband. That ended up on YouTube, and it went all over the world. We got calls from the New York Times, the San Francisco Chronicle, and they came out to do interviews with me on what was the smart meters, what was this grid. And of course, it started to fly out because I knew two things. I knew that what was happening here was happening everywhere else, and we needed to kick this out further than our front door or coming over our threshold. We needed more people to understand. So now what you are going to hear me talk about right now is the same need on a broader scale. What is happening here, as I will describe, is happening in your town, in every town, worldwide. Now, it's happening in different methods. It's all incremental. Again, the sign of the turtle on many of these documents shows the mechanisms of incremental and slow intrusion into our lives, because the turtle will walk in and then retract and sit and then walk in further. So we're facing some diabolical times. And again, I said earlier, you must know what you don't know, and you need to hurry and find out what you don't know. And what you're going to hear me say now is what many of you may roll your eyes over, but don't, because you won't. And I'm in all seriousness about this. Our lives are at stake. Our lives are at stake.
We got about three. We got about 3 minutes before the break. So just, you know, keep that in mind. We'll obviously continue on the other side.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Go forward with what I mean by that, and then we'll cover it a little more
Absolutely.
Obviously in more detail. So we need to understand that there is an operation afoot to move us off our lands. We see what the fires have been doing, not only in California and other states and Canada, but then the ongoing massive fires in Australia, Russia, and South America, fires everywhere. Here's what is said and told to us. Land cannot be treated as an ordinary asset, controlled by individuals and subject to the pressures and inefficiencies of the market. Private land ownership is also a principal instrument of accumulation and concentration of wealth, therefore contributes to social injustice. And this is a report from the United Nations Habitat One conference in 1976. So everybody needs to hear that. I have this in my YouTube. Fires is warfare. Go to my website again, stopthecrime.net. Go to the video YouTube channel and find the video Fires war. This is war. This is war. We're going to be talking about multiple...
Pause for 1 second. Yes, pause for 1 second. I want you to please read that one quote, the private landowner. This is from the United Nations, ladies and gentlemen, from 1976. They move at like a turtle's pace. That's so appropriate. And it's like NAFTA. You know, in the 90s, America to some degree, pushed back on NAFTA and stopped the corridor from coming like they wanted to. We did. And now it's coming back. You know, that's how they move. So please read that quote again, and then I have a comment, and then that'll take us to the break. So just read that quote, please.
Okay, so on my website, again, the YouTube video called Fires, This is War. We are intentionally burned up. At the very last slide of that video, I have this quote. Land cannot be treated as an ordinary asset controlled by individuals and subject to the pressures and inefficiencies of the market. Private land ownership is also a principal instrument of accumulation and concentration of wealth, therefore contributes to social injustice. And this is, a report from the United Nations Habitat One conference in 1976. And
wow.
We actually had a photograph of this from a meeting we attended on a bulletin that was on an easel. And we filmed many of these bulletins years ago, and I just came across this. I just came across it as I was releasing Fires, This is War, because we have multiple types of wars now that we are all facing, and we now, again, must learn quickly what we are facing, because we have to team up together as best possible to create what safety we can provide for one another. This is for real. This is no joke, and we're in immediate danger, and I'm going to cover more in detail when we come back from the break, Daniel.
Absolutely. Well, exciting to have you on, Deborah, even though the subject is very heavy, but it's very important. This reminds me of the movie Hunger Games, if you've ever seen that. If you've seen the movie Hunger Games, this is kind of a general idea of what we're talking about. And we'll get more of that on the other side with Deborah. StopTheCrime.net. You are listening to The Power Hour. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Good health starts in your gut. We all know that. You just heard the commercial from Joyce, the old commercial. Love hearing her voice. That's what you guys wanted to hear, a voice. I want to hear a voice. Our previous network, they wouldn't let us play this commercial, so we're really glad that we got Joyce's on air. Long story. Anyway, Living Streams probiotics are now, we have them in possession. We can ship them out with your order at the Power Mall. I think that's a big step for us. Living Streams is some of the best probiotics out there. We also have the lateral flora that you've requested from Dr. Group, which is shelf stable, easier to travel with. Which is very good. The Detox Clock Clay Powder, is on sale over the Power Mall. REM Sleep, as you heard the interview with Matthew Pfeiffer, Wayne Elliott was discussing this, on sale, 20% off. We have a 20% off on the REM Sleep. So check that out at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Also, the Super Silver, Strauss Heart Drops is now in cinnamon. Check that out. Purchase that. We thank you for your support, for your purchases, for your donations. We're here because of your energy, because of your support, and you've really been with us. And as time goes forward, we're going to have more plans and more action things to do. It's not just, we're not going to sit idly by and let our country and our life be taking over. So check it out over at the Power Mall. There's something there for everybody. If you haven't bought something at this point, why not? If you haven't made a donation, why not? We're worthy of your attention. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. We're getting back to Deborah. Stopthecrime.net is her main website. She talks about primary water, also refuses smart meters. Also, she read a quote before the break. And I'm going to let her go here in a second, but I have to make a comment about this quote from the United Nations about that land, private ownership is against social justice. It's about wealth accumulation, that land must be divided and taken out of private people's hands for the good of the whole, so to speak. It's socialism, communist type speak. That's why you've heard social justice. Okay. For a long time here on this broadcast, and I've begged you to put the Bill of Rights on your refrigerator. I've talked to you at length about these things. All of the political problems, all of these points of conflict that we're coming against, these are not differences of political opinion. This is the core essence of who you are. Are you endowed by God, protected by the Bill of Rights, or are you a subject, or basically a talking animal to be herded at the behest of a universal conglomerate of power in a state function, a state government? That's what this discussion is. the opportunity for life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, your endowment, your creation. In your very creation, you've been given this desire to take land and then develop it. And so what they're saying is, no, we have to take that because that's against social justice and equality and all what that means. Do you understand what they're saying? The dominion of God, the dominion of God Almighty is a threat to the power structure, and specifically the United Nations, which is covertly doing this and influencing in America. Who are you, ladies and gentlemen? And as these battles go on, you have to draw it on these lines, because the thing that won the first American Revolution is that idea. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, and government's only purpose is to protect those rights. Now, what are they saying government's purpose is? To control you to serve the greater good. That's what this is. This is evil. This is Luciferianism. This is awful.
Well, I want to add ahead, one Deborah. Thing. Back in 1988, of course, the United States adopted the Genocide Treaty. So when we look at the goals that we
what
all
is
now
that?
Face,
what is a genocide? Describe it's, that it's, so people understand.
I have it on my website, stopthecrime.net, under source documents, where you can find it. And I don't want to spend much time on it other than to say it's a massive reduction of the human population. And that particular treaty discusses that it's illegal for one's own government to kill its own people. And therein lies part of our enormous reality and our enormous indoctrination through the illusion of patriotism. And for this, I would recommend everybody immediately read the document, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Understand who is controlling this country. We are not. I have also a YouTube video up. It has hundreds of thousands of views. I spent quite a bit of time going over it with a number of people who sadly are now deceased. And that video is called Who is Running America? And you'll see that again at the top of the playlist of stopthecrime.net. For that, you must understand, we are not running America. Our country is being run by the World Bank, the IMF, the international bankers, and the United Nations. And the goals of their doctrines are to massively reduce the population and massively and radically change present economic, technological, and ideological structures in all industrialized civilizations worldwide. Again, the goal, human population must be massively reduced. There are many, many population reduction documents that I've discussed through the years. The report from Iron Mountain is certainly one of them. We've all been denied the truth while we were being educated in school. Were any of you ever told about the report from Iron Mountain that came out only a few months after JFK was assassinated? Most likely you were not. Or we would not be in the worsening state of humanity and trying to save what is human. That is where we are right now. And we're being told that all life is non-human and human is to have equal value. And these are some of the goals that we now face that are surely in place. This is what we do face. So I'm going to get into this now. I want to go into some of the things that are occurring here. Now, as I refer to Sonoma County documents, I want everybody to look these up in your area. This is a plan. It is not a pilot program. When you hear the word, this is a pilot program when they're deploying 5G, it is not a pilot program. 5G, the streetlights that have smart nodes on them that are tracking, monitoring, that are being set up in cities now. On one document, you can go to our email blast out page. I discuss what is happening in one city here in California. It's happening worldwide with these new streetlights. They're weapons. They are weapons being deployed on the battlefield. Why? Because we have been identified as the enemy. And you can look at Senate Report 93549. More importantly, look at Who's Running America, my video. That will explain. I go through documents, and you can go through those documents for yourselves. We don't have a lot of time, And I mean not just on this radio show, but I mean time in general, to understand the massive disinformation that we've all been taught through schools, through medias, through the healthcare system. I want to make a couple of notes about the healthcare system, and then I want to go into this the meetings that I attend and what I discover here. But I want everyone to hear this. I received this in my inbox on StopTheCrime.net a while ago, and it is entitled Human Tissue Found in Autism Testing, Dr. Jeff Bradstreet, who, by the way, died, murdered, whatever you want to call that. And they told me, we thought you'd want to know this in light of the Cinemix discussion. Cinemix is spelled Cenomyx, and that is the use of aborted fetal tissue in our food supply. This creates increased anger. We become cannibals, and that certainly does have quite a bit to do with the rewiring of our brain as well. But here's what was told to me in this email. My brother-in-law, Dr. Jeff Bradstreet, had conducted a study before his death. He told my husband, his brother, about the results. He had taken approximately 100 autistic children who were all vaccinated and tested their blood. He at first thought the testing was compromised because when he looked at the DNA markers, there were 3, not 2. He then realized that the DNA was coming from aborted fetus cell lines.
Oh, my God.
So he concluded that it may explain the gender confusion, etc. He was never able to release his paper due to his death. And this was sent to me by Candace Lee Bradstreet. So what the lines that he studied in the vaccines were the chickenpox vaccination, the hepatitis A, Hep A and Hep B, and the MMR and shingles and more. I have this up in one of my recent YouTubes. You can read this for yourself. So we are being
hey, Deborah, hold on 1 second. This is massive. The hepatitis
yes,
B,
massive.
The day the babies are born, they give them the hepatitis shot. I mean, the day they're born, they start them off, boom, with that new shot. The very
yes,
day
they
they're
do.
Born.
Yes,
I,
they do. This
go
is
ahead.
All part of the genocide program. So, and I'm not going to belabor or debate that vaccines are all part of the genocide program. When you look at Bill Gates and Melinda Gates, who tromps around the world, particularly in Africa, vaccinating all these poor African babies, and he is a Luciferian at least
allegedly.
Yes.
Allegedly, Deborah, allegedly.
Well,
go ahead.
You can say allegedly, but when people listen to the TED Talk that he did about being able to reduce the population if they present enough vaccinations, I think he admits. So for us, it's no longer allegedly. What I find is that, sadly, we're using words tentatively when we're in the jaws of death. We're in the jaws of death, and so I'm going to go into more of what that means. Certainly, we've all been listening to the news of the enormous fires that are just raging through Australia. Many of you may recall back in October here in Northern California, we also again had fires here, right here where I am. And we had power outages at the same time because Rothschild, who runs the utilities worldwide, the bankers, decided to do power shutoffs, they said, for our safety. So we were being evacuated. There were almost 200,000 people, including us, that were evacuated in the dead of night with fires. We were being told that the fires were going to burn from the hills all the way to the ocean. And
wow.
They were evacuating large swaths of area in the dark. And so that was happening. Fires, smoke, power outages, evacuations, and heavy out-of-area police cordoning off roads where we couldn't turn, even when we were, as they call it, repopulating the area. We had out-of-area police literally not allowing certain roads to be entered or exited from. And I pulled over and I asked them, why are you doing this out here? This is a country area. This is a very small two-lane road. Why are you impeding access here. And they didn't know. They just said, well, we're from Sacramento, which is about 3 hours from us, and we were just told to sit here and not allow cars to come and go. They didn't know. But that's a small part of what I want to discuss. What I want to discuss is what's happening. We have been basted, coated worldwide for many years with a variety of heavy metals and many other things through the aerosol spraying programs, aluminum, strontium, barium, and so much more, nanobots, etc. And what has happened is that as we're sprayed, and as all these heavy metals fall on the ground, the trees take this heavy metal up into the root system and up into the center of the tree inside the cambium layer. And they literally are microwavable, which is why we are seeing when we're hit with directed energy weapons, either lasers or drones or on the ground helicopters that are starting these fires, as well as pulsing the smart meters, which cause explosions as well, a variety of directed energy weapons. The trees we're now noticing are burning from the inside out. Now, many of you had already seen, and I hope you have seen, many of the photographs of the 2017 fires and 2018 fires in Paradise, California in 2018 and 2017 right here where I live in Northern California. Trees burned from the inside out. So you can, once again, if you have not seen those photographs, you can go to my current YouTube, Fires, This is War. You're going to see that. Now, they're being burned on the inside out because they've had a heavy uptake of heavy metals. And it's just like a microwave.
Hold right there. Hold right there, Deborah, for a second. Steve, one of our listeners, thank you, Steve, sent us a story. Now, I know this sounds weird, ladies and gentlemen, but put this into your bank and put it up against what Deborah's just saying. The TV show The Simpsons, and this has been notorious for things like 9/11, Prince's death. I mean, different things. They go on. Okay, in 2016, there was an episode. You've probably seen this episode, Deborah.
Yes, I have.
There's directed energy weapons. They're destroying the land. The trees are burning, like she says, from the inside out. The total infrastructure is being destroyed, and they say they're going to rebuild, but they never rebuild, and then it turns into basically a Mad Max.
That's absolutely true, but now let's deviate from what we know. This is all war, okay? This is happening. And I'm now going to get off of the conversation of the fact that this is happening. So for those of you that are listening, just understand this is. And moving on, why is this? What is happening and why? What are the goals? I'm going to talk about that because I'm looking at new laws that have been now put in place, and it's happening right here where I am, and it's happening where you are too. Do you know that there are now laws that are going to make it illegal to live outside of your city growth boundary? So let's discuss what that is. The city will have a growth boundary, so you can find out from your city what the parameter around your city. It's simply creating a line around the city, and inside that line is the urban growth boundary. We're calling it the UGBE, U-G-E, UGBE. And then if you're outside of that boundary, you're in the WUI. These are their words, WUI. That means that's W-U-I, and that stands for Wildlands Urban Interface. If you live outside of the UGBE and you're in the WUI, you are illegally residing in an area that is not sustainable. And when you look at your climate action plans, and I've been discussing this for so many years, there are pie charts in your climate action plans. So all you need to do is type in the name of your city or the largest city near you and type in climate action plan. But your state has approved these plans. The United States has approved these plans. These are worldwide approved plans. And you will find in these plans some specific standards, some of which include a pie chart, a round pie chart. And it will indicate the greatest amount of greenhouse gas emissions perpetrators and CO2 emissions. Number one is transportation, which is why we're being taken off of fuel, all petroleum-based what they call fossil fuels. Now, we all know that our petroleum never did come from dead dinosaurs. But that is now being eliminated. They're starting at first, like the turtle, incrementally, by eliminating natural gas in our homes, in all the rebuilds here in California. As of 2020, right now, no more natural gas is allowed to be built into your home. And that, you can think about what that does to products, many ranges that are cooks' choices are no longer able to be deployed
price,
in those homes.
Yeah, and price of energy, independence. If the power's out, you can still run a natural gas heater or a natural gas fireplace.
Here's what's happening. They're starting to take the natural gas infrastructure out. In an instance here, Pacific Gas and Electric paid a local city $65,000 to remove some of the gas pipeline. So the cities The cities are cash strapped intentionally. Our city, our community, our county here, Sonoma County, and every other county that has experienced any kind of weather weapon attack, be it floods, levee breaches, tornadoes, hurricanes, you name it, are becoming cash strapped. Insurance is being canceled now when we're deemed to be in the high fire area. They're telling us this. This is extremely important, these next 2 points, and I've got to make them quickly. Okay, so if you live in the wildlands, which is
the WUI.
Yes, you are illegally residing in the WUI. You will no longer get services. You will no longer get fire. We have recently had to pay extra money to have fire services in our WUI area where I live, and we're being told that it will be evacuating only, that they will not be fighting fires, that they will help us evacuate.
Oh, my gosh. So hold on, just quickly. So the corporations, the insurance companies, they won't insure you, so they can push that. So it's not like they're forced. The government doesn't force you. The corporations are forcing you off.
The government is a corporation.
Yeah, bingo. Well, that's a whole other point, isn't it? But anyway,
well,
go ahead.
It is. So what we face is the power shutdowns. Now, throughout the country and worldwide, we're having power shutdowns. The purpose of that is to scare the people into these what they call microgrids. And I want to emphasize this and underscore this, and we're going to have to discuss this another show, Daniel, because this is absolutely diabolical. I want everybody to understand that the United States electrical grid has been massively asset stripped. In other words, the utilities that are run all by Rothschild have been charging for the original deployment of the wire infrastructure for the certainly the delivering of electricity. They're telling us in the WUI that they can no longer continue to upgrade the infrastructure, the wired infrastructure. What the microgrids are a way in which your criminal local cities and county governments on all levels are allowing Rothschild, the utilities, off the hook of the fact that they have intentionally asset stripped the grid, paid out profits, and now we have a grid that is failing. It had never had the upkeep that was required. So now the microgrids are going to be divided up in small increments in various cities. They will be publicly owned. They are moving us off of the current system of electricity. That means off of hydroelectricity, which is the cleanest electricity we can get, onto only renewables. We're talking solar. We're talking wind. Why do you think they're building these floating wind turbines out in the ocean on the East Coast? Why do you think that? Don't you think that's odd? Don't you think that's crazy?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to touch up on that very quickly, but I don't want to skip the fact.
We've got about 2.5 minutes.
Oh, dear. The microgrids are a way in which to shift the expense of the asset-stripped infrastructure to all of the public. We will only be able to receive electricity based only on renewables. Now, what we know is that the solar panels and the deployment of the solar panels are hooked up to the grid. It is such that Tesla batteries and the smart meters that also connect our solar to the grid are used as a weapon, and it's also a way in which to steal the energy that private homeowners put on their properties to have power when the grid goes down. But they have the authority, and they will intend, and they are intending to take over the power between your meter and your home as needed for the general good, for social justice. There are to be no haves or have-nots in the decline of utilities and resources that are being taken from all of us.
This is the Hunger Games. Deborah, this is the movie The Hunger Games, basically,
let's tie
right?
it up. Let's talk about this. I'm going to end it with this. Right now, we know that the most wealthy people, because people will say all the time, how do they plan to survive? Well, I'll tell you some of the ideas. Now, if you didn't think what I've said thus far is crazy, now listen to this. Here's how some of the elite plan to survive. Did you know that they are building floating cities, movable islands, that they are planning to be in international waters? These cities can be dragged away. They're taking wow. over the coastlines. I have a YouTube up called Coastlines Under Attack. They are going to literally prevent people from being on the coastlines so that these people can live in international waters off the coastlines in these floating self-contained islands for the wealthy. And they can't be attacked by us from the shore. So us on the mainland, we are going and are in the Hunger Games.
There's the music. Deborah Tavares, the website, stopthecrime.net. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. It's people like you who... what you do, what you faced, what you went through to get the information out, and how you tirelessly do it. My hat's off to you. God bless you. God keep you. Happy anniversary. Our audience loves you, and we can't wait to have you out on again. It's been way too long since we've had you, Deborah.
Well, thank you. And everybody, please again, go to stopthecrime.net. Go to the video YouTube channel, subscribe, and click on the bell so you'll be notified of our new videos.
Ladies and gentlemen, the number to call the White House, you wanted that, 202-456-1111, 202-456-1111. God bless you. See you soon.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.